This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So a biological man just won the gold medal at a women's cycling championship event. So the women are now being completely kicked out of the winning ranks by transgenders who are biological males. This one dude, he looks like a beast. He's got like monster legs and he's winning all the bicycling champions. And he says that you're a hater if you don't support him competing as a woman. But of course, he's not a woman. He's a man. He's just pretending to be a woman so he can collect a bunch of gold medals and, you know, slap down all the real women who are trying to compete against other women. And it's sad and it's sickening. And this is happening across the board. And again, if you don't bow down and love all the transgender male athletes who are competing as women, then you are called a hater, as you've seen. But there's a bigger question in all this. The underlying principle here is that progressives don't believe in biological reality. They think that biology is now opinion. So I have a proposal. If biology is opinion, and if you think that men are women and women are men, and that men have periods, this is another new talking point from the left, and men have periods and they need man ponds now. And there should be man pond dispensing machines in all the men's restrooms, they say, because men can get pregnant, men have periods too. Right? Literally, this is what they say, because they are mentally ill. But why stop there? If biology doesn't matter, then why don't progressives give birth to endangered species? So, you know, they're really worried about the spotted owl and you know, the American eagle and polar bears and everything. Why don't you just give birth to a polar bear then? I mean, if biology doesn't matter, and if men can become women and women can become men, then can't women be pregnant with polar bears? It's just, instead of transgender, it's just trans species, you see. So I think it's time to condemn progressives for not doing their part to give birth to endangered spotted owls and eagles and polar bears. By the way, polar bears are not endangered. Their population numbers are actually exploding. But, you know, this is part of the mythology of the left. The polar bears are dying. They can't swim. They're the world's best swimmers, and their numbers are exploding, by the way. Polar bears are doing just fine. Oh, the ice is melting. It's actually not all melting, and liquid water is better for life, it turns out. By the way, you can't grow plants in ice. But anyway, that's beside the point. If biology doesn't matter, and if you can just wish anything you want when it comes to biology, then progressives should be giving birth to endangered field mice or whatever. Weird, you know. How about the frogs? How about the horny toads? Or, you know, I think that left-wing humans, if you can even call them human anymore, they should be giving birth to reptiles that are endangered. How about that? You know. I mean, it's selfish for them to give birth to humans when they say there are too many humans, right? The population is too large, too many humans, too many people. And they're always worried about these endangered species. So why not give birth to the endangered species? Reptile babies. It's like lizard babies. Why not? I mean, if biology doesn't matter, right? We're using their logic, their own system. I mean, trans species or how about this? If white privilege is bad, then how come progressive white couples, why don't they give birth to brown babies or black babies? You wouldn't want to give birth to someone with white privilege, right? So again, why don't white couples have black babies? Now, you might say, well, that has kind of happened. Like, you might know somebody that where the wife and the husband are white and the baby is, let's say, a mixture of white and black. That's not trans race. That's called having an affair. And that happens all the time. I'm talking about trans species. I'm talking about, you know, if you think that the rainforest macaques are endangered or koala bears for that matter, how about pandas? Why don't progressives give birth to pandas? I mean, pandas are endangered, right? Pandas. Or what about extinct species? I mean, how about an ancient dinosaur like a pterodactyl? why don't progressive women give birth to pterodactyls? Or, you know, for that matter, a brontosaurus? Wouldn't that be wild? My, how many months pregnant are you? I'm only 1 month pregnant, but it's going to be a big one. It's a freaking brontosaurus. Really? Yeah, I'm giving birth to a brontosaurus. Wait till you see the delivery bill from the hospital on that one. What's gotten into you? Well, a dinosaur. Why not? I mean, if all the rules are thrown out the window and progressives can just fabricate anything they want, just make it all up as they go along. Men have periods. Well, why can't a woman be pregnant with a brontosaurus? Brontosaurus is a very large plant-eating dinosaur, by the way. Very large. I don't know how many tons they weigh. But you talk about putting on weight during pregnancy. It's a whole new deal when you are carrying a brontosaurus. Of course, dinosaurs are born from eggs. But why does biology matter, right? I mean, if you're just making it up as a liberal, as a progressive, you know, biology doesn't matter, libtard. Just say, dinosaurs. I've got a dinosaur in my womb. And why stop there? I mean, why not just give birth to aliens? If maybe you're a progressive left-wing couple and you want to make first contact with an alien civilization, well, why not just give birth to the alien? just say that you're pregnant with an alien and see how that goes. Why not? So you see, progressives are to blame for all species extinction and species endangerment and all that because they refuse to give birth to the right species. And it's their fault. Because, you know, genetics doesn't matter, right? There's no such thing, according to the left. There's no such thing as logic. There's no such thing as physiology or genetics or cause and effect, even, that doesn't even exist in their weird, twisted universe. So if you are in a hospital delivery room and a woman's giving birth and she seems incredibly large and a giant brontosaurus head comes out and eats the doctor, like, maybe it's an abortion clinic and the brontosaurus is into, you know, self-defense. Wouldn't that be weird? Like Planned Parenthood. And they're, we're gonna kill this baby. And then a giant dinosaur comes out and eats you. Wouldn't that be self-defense? Wouldn't that be kind of appropriate in a way? a little bit of irony there. But you see, this is what happens when you abandon reality. Leftists, they are now so mentally ill, they believe anything and everything. They just tell each other that men have periods and that men are women in the bicycling championship and, you know, even wrestling and I guess mixed martial arts. So you have a man in a ring beating the crap out of a woman and the feminists are cheering. I mean, think about how amazing that is. The feminists are cheering. Yay, it's so amazing. You go, girl. And it's not a girl. It's a man and he's beating the crap out of a woman. So this is like championship wife beating competitions. Cheered by feminists. That's what it has come to because they are effing insane. They've lost their minds. This is mass mental illness and it's time to get back to reality. Men and women are different. Genetics does matter. Physiology is real. Cause and effect is real. If you're a human being, you can't give birth to a panda. if you are a human being, you can't give birth to a Tyrannosaurus Rex, as much as you might like to do so, I know, because it just sounds so fascinating, right? This is not Lost World, you know, part 7, the cross-species human genetic engineering experiment. Oh my God, look at this. It's alive. No, this is not that. This is reality. And I know reality is kind of boring for liberals. This is why they have to have all these delusions and imaginary, you know, weird, twisted, warped bubble delusions, fairy tales. But in the real world, physiology does matter. But thank you for listening to this entertaining podcast. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. Read my website, newstarget.com. And I've also got another site called gender.news where we discuss gender issues. So if you are confused about what gender you are, number one, you could check your pants, but two, you could also read gender.news. And if you need a how-to guide of like, what am I seeing here? No, you just, we can help you out on gender.news. I don't know what I am. It's not that difficult, by the way. In fact, the moment you were born, the doctor already knew. So you've been that way since before you were born. The male-female designation was made in your genes almost immediately after conception. Almost immediately. When your entire body was like 16 cells or something in that range, you were already a male or a female. Actually, before that, come to think of it, the chromosomes were already in place when you were 2 cells. So there you go. You've been either a man or a woman since the moment you were conceived. And all the wishing in the world is not going to change it. Yeah, stay informed. Read gender.news. Thanks for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.